Hello, I'm Shelley. Welcome to this very special hypnotic recording. This recording has been designed to induce deep relaxation, so make sure that you don't listen to it at any time while you're driving. When you do listen, choose a time of day where you are most relaxed, but not falling asleep. Focus on the sound of my voice and allow your mind and your body to completely drift off and let go. If you're ready, you can go ahead and sit back, make yourself comfortable, close your eyes, and relax. Allow yourself to relax now. Deeper, down you go, and deeper. Imagine in your mind that you are looking at the flame of a candle. Focus on that flame. Focusing all of your attention on that flame. Feel a warm sensation. A warm sensation coming over your entire body. You are so relaxed. Deeper and deeper now. Listening to the sound of my voice. Down, deeper. Yes. You are falling down deeper. Deeper with every moment. Focus on your breathing. Allow your breathing to become lighter. Feel yourself falling deeper and deeper. It is okay to let go and relax. Feel your body sinking down. Deeper and deeper to a place where you are safe, a place where you can completely let go. Down you go, deeper and deeper. Listening to the sound of my voice falling, falling down. I'm going to count now from 5 down to 1. Feel yourself falling down deeper. With every number, 5, your body is becoming heavier and heavier, 4, as you feel yourself sinking down, down, down to three. So relaxed. Down to two. One. Your body is completely relaxed. And your mind. Your mind is so relaxed. So relaxed. Though you are still aware of what's going on outside around you, you choose in this moment to focus only on the sound of my voice. Focus on the sound of my voice. Listen to my words. Deeper and deeper. And the words that I use will become alive in your mind.
From this moment forward, you will envision yourself and your journey to the new, healthy, very feminine looking you as a journey between two points. One is your past and one is your future. In your mind, I want you to see this journey as if it is a literal, physical journey between two points or destinations. Imagine the first place being somewhere that you really don't like. Somewhere you might have been for a long time where you feel stuck and unhappy. And imagine your destination as being an environment where you feel wonderful. You feel confident about yourself and your appearance. Now in this new place, everything around you is beautiful. Perhaps it's a tropical beach or some other type of place that you would attach a mental thought of abundance of health and well-being. What you're going to keep in mind from now on is that every single day is one step closer to your final destination. Every single day is another opportunity for you to move forward towards your desired body. Now, in order to do this with success, you must be willing in this moment and forever from this moment forward in the present to let go of the past. The past representing where you were. And that's all that the past is. The past is where you were. It is not where you are. It is not where you are going. In order to do this in a situation like the situation with your body, when you look into the mirror, I want you to imagine two different scenarios. And in one scenario, you look into the mirror and you see a body that you are not too happy about. This body that you see is not the body that you want. It does not represent how you feel inside. Now, imagine that you step in front of another mirror, and in this mirror, you don't see a body that you don't want or that you don't like, but instead you see a body that is on its way to becoming the body that you dream of and desire. When you look into this magical mirror, you are able to find things about your body in the present moment that you are grateful for. Things about your body that you like. Things about your body that closer resemble that which you were striving for versus that which you do not like. Now ask yourself, how do you feel? What is the difference between looking in the first mirror and looking into the second mirror? You will no doubt find that the difference is when you're looking into the first mirror where you are looking at the body that you don't like, you probably don't feel very good about yourself. And in turn, you'll notice that your energy level will be very, very low, thus taking away your ability to move forward towards the body that you so long for and desire. So imagine in your mind that in this moment, you're going to shatter that mirror. You're going to shatter that mirror so that you can never, ever, ever look into that mirror again. Shatter that mirror and then step forward into the mirror where you find things about yourself that you like. Now notice the difference. Standing in front of this mirror, you see yourself closer and closer every day to the body, to the physical state of well-being that your heart desires. Notice that as you find things in the now to appreciate about your body, notice that uplifting feeling begins to grow within you. Notice that energy spreading throughout your body, because the closer you are to your final destination, the more excited you become, and the more excited you become, the closer you get to your final destination. You see, because the more energy you have and the more excited you feel, the faster you are moving forward. Now you may have to repeat this process, maybe even for a while on a daily basis, when you catch yourself looking into the mirror and you find yourself looking at a body that you don't like in your mind immediately. You will shatter that mirror. Take a step aside in your mind, shatter that mirror, and imagine a new mirror. Step back in front of the mirror and find something about your body that you love right now. From now on, you are going to continue this process, this pattern, until every day when you look in the mirror, you see a reflection that is beginning to please you. And you'll find that the more you find about yourself that begins to please you, the less you will have to focus on how to get from where you are to where you want to be, because that's not really your job. Your job is only to focus on where you are going and allow the universe to take care of the rest. Allow the universe to bring things into your path and into your experience that are a match to the body that you want to have. For instance, it is not your job to be the exercise or the food police. You may find something that works for you today that helps you move forward along towards the body that you desire. And you may find something completely different that works for you tomorrow. I want you to start looking upon your journey as a literal journey. And just because one thing might work for you in the present, perhaps one mode of transportation, you never want to get stuck in one way of thinking about getting to your destination. Because sometimes you'll find along the way, imagine that you're driving in a particular car, and then all of a sudden that car is no longer working for you. You can't sit there and beat up on the car and sit there and beat up on the car and sit there and beat up on the car, especially if the car is no longer working, it's no longer running, it's no longer helping you move forward towards your destination. But if you stop looking at what's not working, your eyes will be open to something that might be sitting right in front of you, like a bicycle, or a ride in somebody else's car. Now that's just a fun little illustration. But whatever the case may be, as long as you are focusing on where you are going and not so much how you're going to get there, paths will open up before you, and you'll see doors that open in front of you if you follow your instincts at every turn. Have faith in this process, that you are moving forward, and that as long as you are moving forward and you keep yourself in a positive place in reference to how you are feeling right now about your body, as long as you are moving forward, it is impossible for you to not reach your final destination. And that's something I can't stress enough, because sometimes when you get discouraged about where you are, you begin to worry about where you are and focus on where you are, and that's not productive. It doesn't get you to where you want to be. So from now on, you're going to be handling that very differently. You will give all of your attention to what your heart desires and to nothing else. You no longer focus on the lack of the perfect physical body. You no longer focus on what you need to do to change your body, because that too sends a negative message to your brain and your emotions. But instead, you will start to focus on what you love about your body, and you will dream and become excited about the body you are heading towards. You'll find that as you follow these very simple patterns and procedures, that your journey from point A to point B will not only feel almost effortless, it will be one of the most rewarding journeys you have ever taken in your life. You will sit back and you will enjoy everything around you. Stop to smell the roses. Appreciate where you are. Be excited about where you are going, and allow that excitement to catapult you forward at light speed. And now, I want you to relax. Soak in the information that I've just given you. When the music stops, you will open your eyes. You will feel alert and refreshed. You will have a new outlook on how to achieve your goals of attaining the perfect feminine body.